الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, in our previous class, we were discussing what the author he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, with regards to these last two narrations. These last two narrations and the clarification of the meaning of the statement of Allah عز وجل, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And we have seen that the author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Sa'id رضي الله عنه, which is متفق عليه, clarifying that the people from this ummah, that the followers of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will be many of them who will follow precisely the footsteps and the ways of the Jews and the Christians specifically. And he following them in misguidance all the while one is asking every day to not be like them, and to be different from them, and to be away from their path, and to be upon the path of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow him from his companions radiyallahu anhum, and the tabi'een and the atba'i tabi'een, as we have seen a number of details, alhamdulillah. And in this manner likewise the people they divide. In this manner, likewise, the people, they become divided by leaving off the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and turning away from the way of a salaf as-salih. In this manner, dissension enters the ranks and division enters the ranks, and the believers, they become different parties, sects, and groups. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified this in a number of narrations. And we're discussing in our previous class that in those narrations, it's clear that at the time of that narration, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advice to his companions, there is no differing. Rather, there is nothing except for unification, and nothing except for harmony and brotherhood amongst the ranks of the believers. And all of them are holding fast to the rope of Allah, and all of them are holding fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he's narrating to his companions, informing them that those who live briefly after him, they will see much differing, and informing them likewise that this ummah is going to divide, and this is the narration that the author he mentioned, and it's been narrated from a number of different companions radiyallahu anhum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration that the Jews, they divided into 71 sects, and also the Christians, they divided into 72 sects. And some wordings of this narration, likewise, it's mentioned about each one of those groups as well, وَوَحِدَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that one of those sects was in paradise. Yani from the Jews, and they were the true followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And likewise, from the Christians as well, one of those 72 sects will be in the paradise. Yani one of those sects were true followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasalam, wasataftariku hadhihi al-ummah, and this ummah is going to divide ala 73 firqah, that this ummah is going to divide into 73 sects, kulluha fi an-nar, all of them are in the hellfire, meaning all of them are misguided and away from the straight path and not following the correct way, nor understanding the religion properly. So therefore they're in the fire, illa wahida, except for one, meaning one of them, they're upon the true Islam. One of them, they're holding fast to the rope of Allah. One of them are steadfast upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truthfully, inwardly and outwardly. And whenever the companions radiyallahu anhum, they asked who it was, in many narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-jama'ah, he al-jama'ah. And some wordings, al-jama'ah, yani the jama'ah, which we had seen in the previous class, literally means the congregation, but there is a legislative meaning that is intended here from the word the congregation, and it does not mean the majority of the people. Rather, in some wordings of this narration, like the one mentioned by the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, it has been clarified what is intended. And the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, those who are upon the likes of what I am upon and my companions, meaning from creed and from belief and from deen, from worship and fulfilling the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions, and from manners and conduct and etiquettes, and likewise in dealings and transactions and in business, yani following the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala precisely and properly as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were those who were upon what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions radiyallahu anhum. Radiyallahu anhum. So here in this narration, سَتَفْتَلِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ سَتَفْتَلِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, that this ummah is going to divide, is going to separate. It's going to separate into 73 sects. The people of knowledge, they clarify that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word ummah, literally it means the nation. Literally it means the nation. But what is intended here is two aspects. The ummah of Muhammad is understood in two aspects. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is understood in two aspects. Ummatu al-da'wa wa ummatu al-ijaba. Ummatu al-da'wa wa ummatu al-ijaba. Ummatu al-da'wa, this includes yani the ummah, the nation of propagation, yani those whom the da'wah, the propagation and the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressed to. This is every jinn and human being after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them are included in the ummah of Muhammad from this aspect, meaning all of them are invited to al-Islam and to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them were obligated to submit and to surrender to Allah and to follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the correct way of al-Islam. On the correct way of al-Islam. So those were upon a way before, following a messenger before, who was truly a prophet from Allah Azza wa Jal, or was following one of the previous books that was divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have no choice except to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or else and if not, then they had disbelieved in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise in their Prophet. So ummatul da'wah is every human being and every jinn after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning they are all called. They are all being called to the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're all being called as an obligation in order to save their soul. In order to save their soul and to be upon a straight path and to be promised paradise, they must believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his way. And follow his way. So this is called ummatu ad-da'wah. Ummatu ad-da'wah. So every Jew alive today, he's from ummatu ad-da'wah. And every Christian who's alive today is from ummatu ad-da'wah. And every pagan and polytheist and every Buddhist and every Hindu, they're from ummatu ad-da'wah. Ummatu ad-da'wah. They're all addressed and required, and they're all called to believe in and to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they do, it's for the benefit and the betterment of their own soul, and for the safety and security and sanctity of their own soul. And if they turn away, then it's at the price and the cost of their very own soul. And there's no means and no possible way to enter paradise and to reach the pleasure of Allah and His mercy except by believing and following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has been clarified in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, ummatu ad-da'wah, ummatu ad-da'wah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيًا أَوْ نَصْرَانِي ثُمَّ لَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي جِئْتُ بِهِ أَوْ ثُمَّ لَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hand. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, I swear by Allah. I swear by Allah that no one hears about me from this ummah. لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهوديا أو نصراني. Not a Jew nor a Christian. No one hears about me from this ummah. Not a Jew nor a Christian. ثم مات ولم يؤمن بالذي جئت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. And then he died and did not believe in that which I was sent with, except that he would be from the dwellers of the hellfire. Except for that he will be from the dwellers of the hellfire. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that every individual, regardless of whether he is a Jew or a Christian, he's from the ummah of Muhammad. He's from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is understood here? Ummatu da'wah. Ummatu ad-da'wah. Meaning that the da'wah, the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is directed to him specifically. directed to every human being and every jinn from the time of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of resurrection. Until the day of resurrection. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah, He says that Muhammad is not the father of any one of your men, but He is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seal of all prophets. And the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. There is no prophet after me. There is no prophet after me. So therefore all of mankind is required for their safety and their sanctity and savior of their soul to believe and to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of mankind is from the Ummah of Muhammad, Ummah al-Da'wah. As for what is intended in this narration, سَتَفْتَرِكُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةُ عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةٍ كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا, that my Ummah is going to be divided into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. What is intended here is Ummatu al-Ijabah. Ummatu al-Ijabah. And this is the general understanding whenever we speak about the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummatu al-Ijabah, yani alladhina istajabu lillahi wa lirrasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa amanu bihi wa amanu bihi wa tabauhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummatu al-Ijabah, the Ummah of response, yani those who have responded. Meaning those who have responded to the call of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they believe in Allah and they believe in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they follow him. And they follow him. These are the Muslims. These are al-Muslimun. These are the Muslims. And this is Ummatu al-Ijabah. And this is the Ummah that is going to divide in 73 sects that is intended here in this narration. This Ummah here, the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will divide into 73 sects. All of them will be in the hellfire except for one of them. All of them will be in the hellfire except for one of them. The people of Nadas, they make an important point here with regards to this, that this is Ummatu Muhammad. And the fact that they are, all of them are deviant, and all of them are misguided and astray, and all of them will be in the fire except for one of them, this does not necessitate that they are disbelievers. This does not necessitate that they are disbelievers. Rather, they are deviants from the Muslims. Deviants from the Muslims. These sects, there are sects that are ascribed to al-Islam. But there are deviant sects that are not holding fast to the proper Islam. And their deen is not correct. Although they have the foundation or the fundamentals of faith, and they are considered from the Muslims, they are misguided and deviant. They are misguided and deviant. So not everyone who deviates away from the straight path, he deviates into disbelief. Not everyone who deviates from the straight path, he deviates into disbelief. Some people, they deviate from the straight path, but they're still Muslims. They're still believers. And this is an important point to understand. Not everyone who goes away from the straight path or falls into disobedience or falls into deviation, and not everyone who falls into innovation falls into disbelief. So there are innovations and there are deviations that no doubt are considered disbelief and take a person out of Islam. But likewise, there are innovations and deviations that are foul and lowly. That are foul and lowly and very dangerous. And very dangerous, but they do not take a person out of al-Islam. They're lesser than that. They're lesser than that. And Allah knows best, these sects are from this aspect here. They are from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Ummah will divide. But rather, the Ummah has divided. And this is something that we see now. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, and he spoke the truth, and that is seen clearly in his authentic narrations that we trust and we rely upon and believe in. And likewise, we see it in our faces. We see it in reality that the Ummah has divided. That the Ummah has divided, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke the truth from his Lord. So the point now is to understand the issue that we were discussing in the previous class, and that is about al-jama'ah. And that is about al-jama'ah. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَحِدَ وَهِيَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. All of them are in the hellfire. All of them are deviants. All of them are misguided except for one of them, and that is the jama'ah. And that is the jama'ah. And this wording here, هِيَ مَا كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. And there the jama'ah, or the congregation, and this wording here, those who are upon what I am upon and my companions. Those who are upon the likes of what I am upon and my companions. We're reading in the previous class the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever he spoke to one of the tabi'in, Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he said to him, تَدْرِمَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, do you know what is the jama'ah? And they're speaking about the jama'ah. Ibn Mas'ud was advising him and telling him to hold fast to the jama'ah. To hold fast to the jama'ah. And he said, do you know what is the jama'ah? He said, قال لا قال إن جمهور الجماعة قد فرقوا الجماعة. Ibn Mas'ud, he said that the majority of the جماعة, they have abandoned and turned away from the جماعة. The majority of the congregation have abandoned and turned away from the congregation. The point is that the majority of the people, they're not the جماعة. They're not the جماعة. So the جماعة does not mean the congregation, meaning the majority of the people. Meaning the majority of the people. The evidence is not established in numbers. The evidence is not established in the numbers of the people or the numbers of the followers. And contrary to what many laymen they may think today, that a person, if he has a million followers on Twitter or on Facebook or on these other means of communication, of social media, they think that, oh, he must be a great scholar or he must have great goodness with him. This is not necessarily the fact. Rather, sometimes it could indicate opposite of that. And the reason why the majority of the people are following them is because he's saying that which pleases their desires and whims in contradiction to the legislation. And this is not the case in every circumstance, but this is definitely something to be aware of. So the congregation, the majority of the congregation, جُمْهُورُ الْجُمَعَ قَدْ فَرَقُوا الْجُمَعَ. The majority of the congregation, they have abandoned and turned away and left off the congregation. They separated and deviated away from the congregation. Ibn Mas'ud, he went on to further clarify, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الْجَمَعَةُ مَا وَفَقَ الْحَقُ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ الْجَمَعَةُ مَا وَفَقَ الْحَقُ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ. That the jama'ah, what is intended by the jama'ah here, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, in every sense whenever it's mentioned, and hold fast all of you to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. And in these evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah, when we're ordered to be united and we're ordered to be together and we're ordered to be in harmony and we're ordered to come together in congregation, what is intended here? He said, the one who is in accordance with the truth even if you're alone. The one who is in accordance with the truth even if you are alone. So a person, he may be the jama'ah by himself at some time. وَكَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ أُمَّةً. And Ibrahim, he was a ummah by himself, meaning at that time he was the jama'ah, he was the leader, he was the imam. In certain societies and in certain vicinities, in certain lands and in certain times, the jama'ah is strong and aided by Allah Azza wa Jal with knowledge and with numbers. With knowledge and with numbers. And likewise, and also, in other times or in other places, they will be few. They will be few, but they will always be aided with knowledge. And they will always be supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stand firm upon the straight path and to defend the truth and to clarify that. As is in the hadith that had preceded in the previous class by Al-Thawban, radiyallahu anhu, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. That there will always remain a group from my ummah who is victorious, apparent, upright on the truth. Until the day of resurrection. Until the day of resurrection. So the scholars of hadith like Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah, they said that they are ashab al-hadith. They are ashab al-hadith. And this is in reference to their day. So Imam Ahmad, he died in 241. And Al-Bukhari, rahimahumullah, and Al-Bukhari, he died in the year 256. So those before them, they were from the Tabi'u Atba' and the Atba' Tabi'in and the likes like this, all the way to the time of the companions, radiallahu anhu, whom ashab al-hadith. They're the carriers of hadith. So he's referring to those best generations, and those who are upon their way. Those who are upon their way. Any meaning? Man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawma wa ashabi. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are on the likes of what he was upon that day, and his companions radiyallahu anhum. So therefore later, that ta'ifa al-mansura wal-firqa al-najiyah, this saved sect and this aided and victorious group after them are those who are upon their way. Are those who are upon their way in creed and belief, in methodology and worship, in manners and conduct, in deen, in laws and legislations, and following the prescribed legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal clearly and properly and correctly. Clearly, properly and correctly. Also in one wording of this narration by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, وَيْحَكَ إِنَّ جُمْهُرَ النَّاسِ فَارَقُوا الْجَمَاعَةِ. He said, وَيْحَكَ, the majority of the people, they had abandoned and turned away and separated from the jama'ah, from the congregation. In al jama'ah ma wafaqa ta'at Allahi azza wa jal. Indeed, the jama'ah is the one that is in accordance to the obedience of Allah azza wa jal. Is the obedience to Allah azza wa jal. In one wording, the jama'ah is the one who is in accordance with the truth even if you're alone. The other wording, the jama'ah is the one who is in accordance to the obedience of Allah azza wa jal. So therefore, the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and being in accordance with the truth, this is the determining factor. This is the determining factor of who is upon the correct way and who is upon the straight path and who is from the saved sect. Any of those who are following and who is truly following al-Islam properly, who is really and rightfully upon al-Qur'an wa sunnah. Al-Qur'an wa sunnah. This is the means to determine. Also, with regards to the interpretation of the jama'ah, Ibn al-Mubarak, Ibn al-Abdullah Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 181. He died in the year 181, also from the best of the scholars of hadith, from the Atba' Tabi'in. It's mentioned about him, Abdullah Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, that he's like his name, kana mubarakan, and he was blessed, and that he was blessed, and that he was someone who had gathered by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of the traits of piety and righteousness, and all of the traits of nobility and honor. And he was somebody of high and lofty status amongst the believers and the scholars of Al-Islam in his time. And he's from those most virtuous days. So he was asked, Su'ila ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah an al-jama'ah alladhi yanbaghi an yuktada bihim. That he was asked about who is the jama'ah, who is the congregation that it's incumbent that we take as role models and follow. That it's incumbent that they should be taken as role models and followed. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. The jama'ah. What is the jama'ah? He says, rahimahullah, Abu Bakr and Umar, radiyallahu anhuma. And this is also very similar to what those scholars from the tabi'een before him, they mentioned like Abu al-Ariya. Al-Riyahi, whenever he was asked about as-sirat al-mustaqim, what did he say? The interpretation of as-sirat al-mustaqim, al-rasul wa sahibahu min ba'dihi Abu Bakr wa Umar. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his two companions after him, Abu Bakr and Umar. So this is understanding that is clear. This is understanding that is known. This is the way of that best generation. Then the jama'ah, that as-sirat al-mustaqim, those people who are holding fast truly to the Qur'an and the sunnah, they were the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in reality, it's not possible to be anything else. This is something a person he can understand intellectually even before seeing these evidences. These evidences and the sound intellect clarify without a doubt that the religion of Islam is the religion that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions, radiyallahu anhum, and that which they were upon. And that which they were upon, and likewise that which they taught their students, and that which they and that what they were upon, and their students after them, and that what they were upon, this is one deen. This is one path, and this is one way. And they were all upon one creed. And they were all upon one creed. And it was not until after that that the ranks separated in a great manner. Although, no doubt the division occurred in the early days, even in the end of the life of the companions, it began to occur, the division and the ranks began to occur whenever the fitna happened. And that is the fitna that Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he died in the year 110, also from the greatest of the tabi'een and the scholars of hadith that he mentioned. لَمْ يَكُنُوا يَسَلُونَ عَنَ الْإِسْنَادِ فَلَمَّا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتْنَةِ قَالُوا سَمُوا لَنَا رِجَالَكُمْ. That the people, they did not used to ask about in the nasa lam yakunu yasaluna an al isnad, that the people, they did not used to ask about the chain of narration. I mean, who did you hear that from? Who did you hear that from? Who narrated that narration to you? So on and so forth. Then he said, falamma waqa'at al fitna qalu sammu lana rijalakum. And whenever the fitna occurred, they said, tell us who are your men. Inform us of your men, meaning of the narrators that you are learning this religion from, that you are learning these narrations from. Who are the narrators that narrated to you these narrations you're ascribing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ascribing to the deen of Allah? The people of Nahd, as they mentioned, that this fitna that's being referred to here is maqtal Uthman radiallahu anhu, at the death of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and the rise of the Khawarij. And the rise of the Khawarij and the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu was at 35, was at in the year 35 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even still, compared to later, the fitna was few and was little, and it increased and increased and increased and continues increasing until this day. And along with that, the division and separation continues to increase, and the means of safety from that is to have knowledge and to be sincere and truthful in applying that knowledge. And to be sincere and truthful and applying that knowledge of that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions, radiallahu anhum, and those three generations, and to be sincere and truthful with Allah Azza wa Jal in the application of that problem and the application of that knowledge. And in this manner, the problems, they will cease and the hearts will be united, and not until then. And not until then. So the division, it had occurred. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, he clarified in the previous narration how to be safe from that. The narration of Ali al-Baldh radiallahu anhu, that is to hold fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of the four khulafa after him radiallahu anhum. And all of this here likewise is supported by a number of evidences in the Book of Allah. Like this narration here, even if we were going to say for the sake of argument, those ignorant people who have no understanding of the science of hadith, and they claim that this narration is weak, or they claim that this chain is deficient and not accepted. This narration here about al-iftiraq. We see that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Allah, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. That if they believe in the likes, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. And if they believe in the likes of what you believe in, then indeed they will be guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away, then indeed they are only in rebellion and separation or division. In rebellion and separation, yani in division. And division. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. And if they believe in the likes of what you believe in, you here is plural, and like the likes of what you all believe in, then indeed they will be guided. So here, at the time of the revelation of this verse, who is being addressed whenever there is a second person here? Second person plural. Who are being addressed? If they believe, who is being referred to? They. Who are they? No, who are they? If they believe in the likes of what you all believe in, then they will be guided. Who is they? At the time of revelation, ahsant, that's the general understanding. But what we want to talk about right now, the point, at the time of revelation, in the time when this was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was being addressed directly at that time? If they believe in the likes of what you all believe in, then they will be guided.
Someone who's not Muslim.
Meaning all of the disbelievers from the Arab and all of the people, and directly Quraysh. Mm-hmm. The disbelievers of Quraysh and the Arab in those days, and all of those whom the Dawah had reached them. And at that time, those people who were opposing you, those people who were fighting you, those people who were trying to kick you out of your home or have kicked you out of your home, those people who are against you and the likes, and rejecting you and denying you, if they believe in the likes of what you all believe, who is you all? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And then they will be guided. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away from that and don't believe in the likes of what you all believe in, then they are only in separation. Shiqaq. Shiqaq yani iftiraq. They are only in rebellion, which is causing division and separation. يعني, and then هُمْ فِي شِقْ وَأَنْتُمْ فِي شِقْ آخَر. They're going to be on one side. They'll be on one side and you'll be on the other. That's what shiqaq means. So also what explains this verse too is the one that we discussed in the classes that have preceded. Whenever Allah, He says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقْ الرَّسُولَ, the same words. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقْ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. That whoever and he rebels and goes away, separates from وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقْ, and goes separates from the messenger. He opposes and he goes separate. He makes shiqaq. And he goes away, does not go from the way of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not follow the way of the believers. And it does not follow the way of the believers. After guidance has come to him, then we will leave him to what he has chosen. We will land him in the hellfire, and this is the worst of all destinations. So here again, at the time of this revelation, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever opposes and goes away from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow after the guidance has been made clear and follows away other than the way of the believers. At the time of revelation, who are the believers? The Sahaba. Anybody else? That's it. Anybody else? That's it. So here, whoever opposes the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it's enough to oppose the messenger to be threatened with a hellfire.
But to emphasize the affair, whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the guidance has been made clear and he follows away other than the believers. Other than the believers. Meaning, he follows away other than the companions. Radiallahu anhum. That's at this time. This is the only believers there at this time. Then who will leave him to what he has chosen and will land him in the hellfire. And the worst of all destinations is this. So many evidences indicating this affair. So this first verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they believe and the likes of what you all believe in, then they will be guided. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away, then they are only in division and separation. This narration here has the exact same meaning. عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ وَأَصْحَابِي. What did the author say? And the narration, قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ. What is the jama'ah? What is that safe sect? What is the one that is safe from dividing and going into the hellfire and falling into the hellfire? مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. So it has the same meaning. So therefore even this verse in the Qur'an is supporting evidence clarifying to the correctness of this narration, even if we were to say that the chain was weak. But the scholars of hadith, they mentioned that the chain is not weak. Rather, this chain has been narrated by a number of companions. And the people of knowledge have authenticated from the early generations, from them at Hakim, rahimahullah ta'ala, and before him. And Hakim, he died in the year 405. And before him and after him, the scholars of hadith, who are known for their precision in this science, they have declared it to be authentic. And it's very clear that this is the correct understanding. Walillahi alhamd. But the majority of the people, they go away from this. And this is the majority of the people that understand this point. The majority of the ummah, they do not hold fast to this way. The point of deviation is here. They understand Islam and another understanding. Their understanding of Islam is contrary to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And the way to know the understanding of the Prophet and his companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu anhum and the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een is to have knowledge of the books of hadith, because that information of what they were upon is in the books of hadith. So this is why we have so much love. Wallahi, this is why we have so much love for the books of hadith and for the scholars of hadith. That's why we love al-Bukhari. The scholar, the Muslims, the real Muslims, those who are truly Muslims, the sign of that, they love Bukhari. And they love Sahih Bukhari. They love Al-Imam Muslim. They love Sahih Muslim. Abu Dawood, Sunan Abi Dawood, Jami' Tirmidhi, Al-Imam Tirmidhi, Abu Isa, Muhammad ibn Isa. We love them. Wallahi, we love them. We love them. It's deen. It's deen. We love them. We love them for the sake of Allah. We love them for the sake of Allah. And Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and likewise after that, Ibn Khuzaymah, Ibn Hibban, Tahawi, all of them, the scholars of hadith who have collected those narrations, Al-Alakai, after them, Al-Imam Al-Ajuri, Rahimahullah, all of them, these are scholars of hadith. We love them because of the great effort that they made to collect and to identify, to verify, to clarify that which is correct from the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which is correct from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can see now also that they said, Hum ashab al-hadith. إِنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَصْحَابُ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِ مَنْ هُمْ. The ta'if al-mansura. They are the scholars of hadith. If they're not the scholars of hadith, I do not know who they are. Because the only way to know what they were upon is to read their narrations. And Allah had chose those scholars and those men to strive and give their life to collect those narrations and to identify them and to verify them and to transmit them and to transmit them after them. And Allah, He is the guardian and protector who has promised that the religion will be saved and preserved. And this is the means that He chosen by His wisdom, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather, it is clear signs, clear evidences and proofs, clear verses that are in the breast of men. That are in the breast of men. Allah, He chose these men. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا ذِكْرًا وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr, the revelation, and indeed we are the ones who will preserve it. This is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the Quran is preserved, and the Sunnah is preserved, and the narrations of the Sahaba and their understanding and their creed is preserved. And likewise, the tabi'in, atba' tabi'in, it continues today. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And that's what a believer, he will strive to learn and strive to be upon and strive to apply in his life. And this is what a believer will beg Allah Azza wa Jal and hope with his heart sincerely that he would die upon. That he would die and upon that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, and his companions, and nothing else. And nothing else. This requires great sincerity and great effort and striving against one's soul. As for the majority of the people, then this is never an evidence. This is never an evidence. To emphasize this affair, the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. جمهور الجماعة قد فارقوا الجماعة. جمهور الجماعة قد فارقوا الجماعة. The majority of the congregation, they abandoned and turned away from the congregation. Meaning the majority of the people, they're not following the right way. They're not following the correct deen. They're not following the correct path. So therefore, the majority can never be an evidence nor a proof. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That indeed, the Qur'an, the revelation, indeed, it is the truth from your Lord, but the majority of mankind do not believe. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the majority of mankind, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you were diligent, will not believe. Will not believe. So here, even faith, the foundation of faith is negated from the majority of mankind. So the majority of mankind will never be an evidence, because the majority of mankind do not believe. Even Allah Azza wa Jalla is emphasizing to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ, even if you were diligent and gave your best effort, they will not believe. They will not believe. They will not believe. This is from the decree of Allah and from the wisdom of Allah to honor whom He wants to honor, and to raise whom He wants to raise, and to show mercy to whom He wants to show mercy to, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it, because if all of the people were in jail, and all of the people were in higher status, the virtue is lesser. But whenever it's only a select few, whenever it's only a select few, this makes the blessing and the favor even more valuable. Even more valuable. If 100 people, they were given a prize, if there was a contest and 100 people were given a prize, it's much different if 100 people, if only 3 were given a prize. So if everybody got a prize, mashallah, everybody got a prize. Alhamdulillah. But if only 3 of them got a prize, now these 3 are more distinguished. And their honor is more clear. And their status is higher and more lofty amongst the rest of the people. Amongst the rest of the people. So this also clarifies as well the great favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla for guiding us to Islam. So now we should make sure, and to the best of our ability, that we hold fast to that Islam. And that we purify our Islam, and that we perfect our Islam, and that we live upon it, that we live upon it in our lives, in our homes, in our jobs, in our occupations, in our schools, wherever we may be. We ask Allah to give us success. Allah, He says likewise in this right, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them do not believe in Allah except for their pagans. Except for their pagans. And the majority of mankind do not believe in Allah except for their pagans. Meaning the majority of mankind, they believe in Allah, that He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer. But along with that, they associate partners with Allah in worship. So in these 3 verses, we see here that Allah, He clarified in great detail that the majority of mankind, they will not believe. Rather, the majority of mankind, their belief in Allah Azza wa Jal is coupled with shirk. It's coupled with shirk. They will not believe the true belief. They will not believe the correct faith. They will not have the right creed. Rather, they will mix their faith with shirk. They will believe in the lordship of Allah, but they will worship others besides Him. Besides Him. So therefore, the majority is not an evidence. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the majority of mankind, they do not know. They do not know the truth. They do not know the correct way. They don't know the proper creed. They do not know the proper deen. They do not know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not know as-salafiyya haqqan. They do not know the majority of the people. They do not know. Then and likewise, Allah, He says, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is for Allah. Rather, the majority of them do not comprehend. They do not understand. They do not have intelligence. So this verse here, one of them mentions that the majority of mankind, they have no ilm. The other verse mentions the majority of the mankind, they have no aql. They have no knowledge. They have no understanding. And even to go further, Allah, He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But rather, the majority of mankind do not show thanks. Do not show thanks. They do not show thanks to the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this could be understood in a general sense, meaning they do not show thanks with Tawheed and purify their faith and show thanks to the one who deserves all thanks, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, even those who have been guided to Islam, they do not show thanks, meaning they do not implement any of the blessings, they do not use the blessings in the proper manner, showing thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal by obeying Allah with the blessings that He provides for them. And so the majority, again, the majority of the people, they're not upright and steadfast upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The majority of the people, they're contrary to that. So the majority of the people, they're not thankful, they do not show thanks. And likewise, Allah, He says, قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ, that few from my slaves are thankful. And it's for this reason that Umar, he used to say, رَضِيَ anhu, اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْقِلَّةِ Allahumma ja'alna min al-qilla. Oh Allah, make us from the few. Make us from the few. What does He mean, make us from the few? Meaning make us from those who are thankful. Make us from those who are thankful. And then likewise, as well, to emphasize, Allah, He mentioned in His book, لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, that we have come to you with the truth, but the majority of you do not love the truth. Do not like the truth. This is severe. So not only do the majority of mankind, they don't believe. Not only do the majority of mankind in their faith that they have, what faith they have shirk with that in paganism and polytheism. Then the majority of mankind, they have no knowledge. And the majority of the mankind, they have no intelligence, no sound mind. The majority of the mankind, they show no thanks. Even rather, the majority of mankind, they dislike the truth. They dislike the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, but the majority of you dislike the truth. لِلْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, the majority of you, the majority of you dislike the truth. Dislike the truth. And this could even affect the believer likewise. And we see this in our days. Sometimes whenever we tell them that you can't celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never did that, and nor did anybody in the first 300 years, as has been clarified a number of times. They don't like that. They don't like to hear that. Why do you keep talking about that? If you find somebody who shaves his face, you say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a beard. He gets mad. Sometimes you don't want to talk about that. Or somebody who drags his pants, or a woman, she doesn't wear the hijab properly. We have to be careful with these affairs. Because in reality, this is disliking that which is revealed from the truth to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a sign of a sick heart and a corrupt soul, that a person, he would dislike that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the truth. In this manner, a person, he would be like the majority of the people, meaning not showing thanks, not showing thanks. So this is a trial in our souls. Sometimes our souls are inclined any to things any that are haram, and this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But we have to learn to fight our souls for the sake of Allah, and to check our souls for the sake of Allah, and to drive our souls with the reins of the legislation, and not let our souls drive us into the hellfire. And not let our souls drive us into the hellfire. So this is something that's very dangerous, to dislike the truth. To dislike the truth. And the truth, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And the truth, this is what Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum were upon, and the rest of the companions. And the truth, this is what the tabi'un, they were upon. And the atba' tabi'in, they were upon in this manner. This is the haqq. And this is what the scholars of hadith, they were upon until today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm, to make us firm upon their way, inwardly and outwardly, in public and in private. So this requires great effort. And we go back to the foundation of this issue, and it is al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-mun'am alayhim al-ladina jama'u bayna al-ilmi wal-amal. Those people whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon, the head of those favors and blessings, rather the reality of that is that they were given knowledge and application. They were given knowledge, sound, correct, profound legislative knowledge that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were given success to apply that and to abide by that, to strive against their souls in the application of that. Even then, those who are upon that way, not one of them are safe from sin, and not one of them are safe from error. Rather, the righteous sometimes they slip, and the righteous sometimes they fall. But the characteristic and trait of them is because of their faith, whenever the heat of that desire goes away and the bitterness of that sin remains, they remember Allah and they seek forgiveness. They remember Allah and they seek forgiveness. In this manner, they don't leave the straight path. So maybe they'll slip on the straight path. Maybe they'll trip on the straight path. Maybe they get caught up for a moment on the straight path, but they remember Allah. They remember Allah. الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. If they fall into indecency, they fall into sin, even if it's major sin. Fahisha is an indication of major sin. This is a description of the pious and the righteous whom Allah had prepared the paradise for. From the descriptions that whenever they fall into fahisha, or they oppress their own souls, they remember Allah. They remember Allah and then they seek forgiveness for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who forgives sins except for Allah? Meaning no one forgives sins except for Allah. Meaning Allah will forgive your sins no matter what they are. Just repent to Him and be sincere. Just repent to Him and be sincere. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not persist upon what they have done from sin and transgression while they know. While they know that they will meet Allah, and while they know that Allah, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful, and He will pardon them and not mine, so long as they follow the steps of repentance and they are sincere in their tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people upon the straight path, from the people who are followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truthfully, and from the followers of his companions radiyallahu anhum, and from the followers of the scholars of hadith until we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the author, he continues now, and he moves on to finish the issue of the arkan. Arkan as-salah. He says, وَالرُّقُوعُ وَالرَّفْعُ مِنْهُ وَالسُّجُودُ عَلَى الْأَعْضَاءِ السَّبْعَةِ وَالْإِعْتِدَالُ مِنْهُ وَالْجِلْسَةُ بَيْنَ السَّجْدَتَيْنِ. And then after that, yani the recitation of the Fatiha, which was the third pillar. He moves on to the fourth, which is to make ruku', and the fifth is to rise from it. And the sixth is to make sujood on the seven body parts. And the seventh is to raise up property from the sujood. And the eighth is to sit property and correctly between the two prostrations. And then he starts to mention some evidences with regards to this affair. And inshallah, in our class to come, we continue discussing the rest of these pillars and some benefits that are related to that. And if there are any questions or comments or corrections, now we can take them while we are waiting for the iqamah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.